Hey, everybody out there. Welcome to another episode of Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio. I am AJ McLean, joined by the beautiful Cheryl Burke and my boy, Rene Elizondo. So today's show is a first of its kind. So we are going to be basically blindsided.
Totally. thrown under the bus.
With questions that we have not seen or heard from our producers, and one of our producers is going to actually ask us these questions, and we literally have no idea what to expect.
Are we allowed to skip? Can we say like no comment?
I mean, we
once
we,
once I think okay once, okay. Right?
So it's a great opportunity to put our foot in our mouth.
Yes. So we only get one pass. Uh-oh. Everything else we have to answer. So then that means choose wisely, guys. Which one you want to pass on?
I'm not going first.
Let's get in some trouble.
Okay, why don't we rock, paper, scissors to see who goes first?
I like that.
Okay, ready?
Okay, so it's one, two, three, go.
Wait,
ready?
Wait.
All right. Renee, ready?
One. So one, two, three, go. All right, so I beat Cheryl and Renee beats
AJ.
Me.
So what happens now?
Okay, no, that's done. We should do one. We should do two at a time. Okay, Cheryl, you and me.
Okay, ready? Five, me, okay? Six, seven, eight. One.
It's one, two, three, go. So hit.
How do I know when you're going to do one? I'm counting you down. Five, no, six, one, seven, eight, go.
One, two, three, go. All right, one more time. One, two, three, go. What do you have, paper? Okay, so you win. So it's you and Renee. So
no,
you guys
go first. Oh, okay.
Oh, I go first?
Wait, how did you guys get through Dancing with the Stars?
I don't know. We'll see. Exactly.
You can't get through rock, paper, scissors.
There's a weird
By the
delay.
Way, there's a reason why the teacher only should be counting.
Okay, fine. I'll go first.
Kidding.
I'll be the fucking guinea pig. That's fine.
It's okay.
What are we doing? You
AJ,
and I?
AJ is okay, going first.
Okay. No, I'm just going
to
be the guinea pig.
And then Renee, me and you will do it later, rock, paper, scissors, just to see who goes second.
Fair enough.
Okay. Crap. Here we go. All right.
Danielle. Good luck.
Let's go.
Question number one.
Okay. Shit.
We'll start with an easy one to ease into it.
Easy.
Depends who you're asking, but all right.
What is one thing you want to change about your two co-hosts?
What is one thing that I want to change about my two co-hosts? Shit. Okay. For Renee.
Watch yourself.
For Renee. I would like to see him at least for one episode to wear a tank top. I just want to see him in a tank top just once. Just once. And, you know, that's one thing I'd like to see. For Cheryl, for Cheryl, I would like to be, just because I have seen her both with makeup and without makeup.
No.
And she is beautiful both ways. I'd like to see her one time, no makeup, no hair done, au naturel, in a baseball cap. Because she looks adorable in hats.
Okay.
I've seen her in a baseball cap.
Listen, that's great. I would, if I get used to that, I mean, I would just do a podcast every day.
So there
but
you go.
You know what? That's not fair.
Wait, get to do it? Do we have to do it now?
But you look beautiful with no makeup on.
Oh, thank you.
I do not look beautiful in a tank top.
I want to see those guns. Yes, show us the gun show for next.
Gun show.
All right. Let's keep it going. What's next?
Would you rather lie or be lied to?
Oof.
Wow, these are good.
Good. I would rather lie, honest to God, because I'm a very, very, very overly sensitive person. So when I get lied to, it's, you know, because look, here's the thing. If I were to lie and it was in doing so somehow not harming someone, but actually protecting them, that's one thing. But to be lied to fucking sucks. It hurts. And it, so I would rather...
Who wrote these questions? Sigmund Freud? What's going on?
Yes.
Here?
All right. Next one. Let's go.
Of the other Backstreet Boys, who do you like best?
Oh, shit. Of the other Backstreet Boys, who do I like best?
This is a real question. It's not kiss,
okay,
marry, kill.
Okay. No. I mean, look, you know, whether or not they even listen to the show, I don't know. But if they do, that's fine. I have no qualms. I've known Howie the longest. I've known Howie about, I'd say almost 30 years. So I would say Howie initially. That's my gut reaction. No disrespect to my brothers, but yeah, Howie.
And
sorry, Nick.
What is love?
Oh, God.
What is love? What is love? L-O-V-E, love.
What's love got
Don't
to
Google
do?
It.
Love to me is... like, is this like a one word answer or just what the definition of love is to me? Love. Okay. Love is kindness. Love is generosity. Love is compassion. Love is honesty. Love is being genuine. Love is pain. Love is blind, colorblind. Love is, happiness. If I missed anything, well, there you go. That's love.
I love what you said.
Yeah, that was really good.
I love you in a tank top. All right, next one. Here we go.
If suddenly every penny you have is gone, who will take you in?
Oof. I mean, hopefully one of my co-hosts here would take me in, but
I've
you know,
taken you in.
So. You actually know. I actually lived with Renee for 9 months. It was supposed to be 2 weeks and it became 9 months, but let's not kid ourselves, bro. That was that's like the best 9 months before we had kids and got married. That's the best 9 months of both our lives.
100%.
You could sleep with Matt's iguana right down there.
That's
it's
fine.
A nice warm cave.
I would say, I would hope that my wife's family would take me in, or my parents if they're still here. I think my wife's family would take me in. My mother-in-law, I mean, the way she cooks, I'd be fine living at her spot.
There's always the Salvation Army too if they don't take you in.
Well, yeah, no, there is all. Yeah, there's always the Salvation Army. I could do that too.
Okay. Who are you the most angry with?
Who am I the most angry with? Besides Trump, I would say, you know, it used to be myself. But not so much anymore, but it definitely used to be myself. I would say most recently up until I got sober, I was the most angry at myself. For a lot of good reasons.
Wow, you're hitting home runs, AJ.
Let's see what she pulls out of her mystical pocket next.
Are you a good friend? And if so, why? Or why not?
Oh, why not? Oh, you had to throw that one in there. I think I'm a really good friend. It's a blessing and a curse because, you know, you could call it codependency, which is fine. I am codependent. I have no shame in saying that. I'm working through that. But at the same time, like I'm a people person and I love to be there for people as a friend should be. Even sometimes if that person doesn't want a friend, I'm still there. Mm-hmm. That's just my nature, you know? Mm-hmm. I wear my heart on my sleeve. So take me or leave me, I'm going
to
be
just,
your friend.
I'll add to that. I've said this before. I'll say it again. AJ is the least judgmental person I've ever met.
Totally. Oh, my gosh. Totally.
There's been times I try to suck him down and do some gossip, and he's like, well, maybe they're just going through a hard time.
I did the
bro.
Same thing, Renee, when we were on Dancing with the Stars. But then you did say one thing. I was like, you've been hanging out with me for too long.
Yeah, you know.
It's not you.
I try.
You're a good guy.
Thank you.
Okay, AJ, reveal a secret no one knows about you.
Uh-oh.
A secret that no one knows about me.
Too bad Renee's not is here because he knows everything about you. So you have to really dig deep.
A secret that no one knows about me. Okay. Oh, but yeah, no, I don't want to say that because if I say that, that's going to cause. Plus,
say it,
no,
say
plus,
it, say it.
Plus, no, because Renee, already knows it, so it's not. It's that. That's not something that nobody knows. A secret that nobody knows about me. oh my God, I feel like my life's been on display for 27 years. It's hard.
How about
to
a
think
secret
of,
that I don't know about you?
How about to the think glove, of AJ wearing the glove to school?
No, but I've talked about the power gloves. I've talked about the power glove story.
Maybe we shouldn't.
I've talked about bumping Enya in my truck and pulling up next to like guys and low riders, and they, you know, I'm in my Range Rover and they're like thinking that I'm going to be bumping like, you know, Biggie, and I'm bumping Enya, but that's not a secret.
Did you ever shoplift?
I've never shoplifted, but okay, here's a secret. It's close to that. I left Target with diapers on the bottom of the cart, you know, like that little
thing. I actually know
this
story.
And I left, and I literally got home, and I didn't buy them. And in that moment, I had a choice. Like, do I get back in my car and bring them back? Because I'm one of those guys that, you know, at the checkout, I'll say, give me a paper receipt, and then I crumple it up and I throw it away. I don't keep my receipts all the time.
I do the same thing.
So trying to bring something back without a receipt was challenging, and I literally for like 4 hours I sat in my house going, no one's even gonna know if I don't bring these back. But I couldn't rightfully do it, so I brought it back.
Oh, wow.
with no receipt. I just was like, look, I'm trying to be honest, I didn't pay for these, here they are. And they were the wrong size too, so
that's why you brought them back. Let's just be real.
Well, maybe. Yeah. All right, that's what else you funny. Got
Okay, this is the last one for you, AJ. All if right. this was your last day, would you live it how you live today?
If this was like my last day on Earth, mm-hmm. would I live it how I live my life today? 100% I would, because I am the most genuine version of myself that I've ever been, probably in my entire life right now, period. Even when I was sober years and years ago, it's not the same as it is now. And yeah, I'm the best version of me that I've been now.
Awesome.
And I can only imagine how much better I will be down the road. But I guess I only have one day left. So yeah.
Yeah. There's no future for you.
Yep, there is no tomorrow. All right. I'm dying. That's great. All right, who's next? Who's next?
Good stuff.
Ready? Andy. 5, 6, 7.
Come on, Renee.
Eight. 1, 2. Oops. Wait, Renee.
Sorry. Sorry. I was
You're
doing
both
it
dancers.
All right.
You're okay. both dancers.
Okay, ready? 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3. Oh, come on, Renee.
All right, it's a
ready?
Tie.
And 1, 2, 3.
Open up.
Nope.
Tie.
We're not doing it at the same time. Can somebody hit you count?
No, but we're both keep doing the same thing. So good.
I know, but that's yeah. why.
Count it
Ready?
Down.
Okay. Go. 1, 2,
no, wait,
three,
wait, no. I want
go.
The choreographer
5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, go.
Oh,
Renee wins. Oh, all right.
Renee,
so
you
you're up.
Kind of. Just kidding. Okay, I'm so ready. Ask me anything.
You say that now.
I know. I'm going to be skipping the first one.
Dun, dun, dun.
Would you rather age from the neck up or neck down?
Neck down. Hands down.
You rather age? Have saggy, saggy bazungas?
Already do.
Oh, my God.
Okay, next question.
That was easy. Next.
Who are you the most jealous of and why?
Oof. Jealous. I could talk about who I was, I guess, not who, but it's like, it's not jealousy. I'm currently, I'm not jealous of anybody other than, oh, I'm jealous of people who are on vacation at the moment when we're going through a pandemic that have flown to like tropics. So anybody on Instagram who's like currently laying out in the sun, I'm so jealous of you. Yet, you know, I also think it's just not right, but whatever. That's just a whole other episode.
Can't have it both ways.
Can a marriage survive betrayal?
Oof. So, I don't know. I mean, I think you're always going to have that. I mean, for me, I can only talk about my experience fortunately, that hasn't happened. But I am very sensitive to betrayal. I'm sensitive to lying. I'm sensitive to being told something and then not have it be the truth. I don't know. I'd have to go through such intense therapy in order to not carry it with me throughout the marriage if we decided to work through it.
Good answer.
If you and Matt weren't together, do you want him to remarry? And if so, who?
If we like broke up?
You weren't together right now.
Oh, like in general, or we got us separated or whatever, divorced?
Guess let's just say divorced. Okay. Like, would you want him to remarry?
Absolutely not. He must be miserable for the rest of his life.
Yes. It's you and your iguanas, bro. Now get out.
I'm sure he'd be fine with that.
Do you believe in God?
I do believe in God, yes.
What is the best thing about fame?
It's horrible.
The best thing, it's horrible.
Honestly, the best thing is to do stuff like this. Like, we have a voice and people are interested, or a few people are interested in hearing it. And we have a platform to talk about, you know, serious things that people may not be used to hearing or whatever. We have a platform to be our authentic self and talk about, you know, uncomfortable stuff like mental health right now. I feel like we're making a difference. That's the best part.
Okay. What is one thing you want to change about your two co-hosts?
See, she relishes this.
No.
She does. She, you know, okay. What? She sits up at night thinking about it.
No, I want to change. What I would want to change is not having your doggy be sick, AJ. I wish your doggy wasn't sick. And Renee, I don't want to change a thing.
Good answer.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah. Actually, I do want to change that wreath behind you. It's a little bit like, it was one thing to be like off center. Now it's like really just, it needs to be like just moved to this side a little bit. But that's fine.
We should do that during our tech test.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like,
totally. Just
position it.
And maybe the
horns
behind you.
Do you like my decapitated tree back here?
I know. I still have all my Christmas decorations up. Seriously.
I know. It's bad.
It's horrible.
Would you rather lie or be lied to?
Oh. Ugh. I definitely would rather lie, unfortunately. I can't tell you guys, if someone lies to me that especially I love, I feel betrayed like so hardcore. Even if it's a white lie, I'm so sensitive to it. So, yeah, I'd rather be the doer, I guess. I mean, it's still horrible.
Which came first, the chicken or the egg?
Oh, this is a trick question. Skip. Just kidding. The chicken and the egg... You guys, the chicken, obviously. No, obviously the egg. No, wait. I don't know. Is this a trick question?
No.
I don't think
What's the answer?
Knows.
It's up to you. It's up to your perception.
Yeah. So
you
said chicken.
Like, how would the chicken and the egg... So the egg didn't come first, because where the f*** did the egg come from? The chicken.
See? There you go.
Figured
You've
it out.
Solved one
so
of life's
smart.
Greatest mysteries,
Seriously,
Cheryl.
I should literally... Yeah, exactly.
Where did
God.
The chicken come from, though?
The chicken came from God.
Oh, okay. That makes
well,
sense.
Well, there, yeah, you can't really fight that
it
one.
It just was.
Yeah. It just was. Poof. Yeah. Where did we come from? Where did exactly. We're just a bunch of energy.
Yeah.
Okay, Cheryl, reveal a secret no one knows about you.
No, I tried that and we had to erase it.
Oh, that never made it.
No, it didn't make the cut. My attorney got involved. It was crazy. Well, okay.
Tell the same
grandpa.
Story again.
Exactly, but different. I stole my grandpa's Cadillac and drove to school with my housekeeper in it. I was 12 years old. She needed to go to the grocery store. I was like, yeah, I'll drive you. She couldn't drive. And I also then showed off at my school and just like honked the horn and like waved as if I was really cool driving. And then the cops came.
How old were you?
12.
Wow.
Good time.
But I was 12, looked like I was 16, though. Developed at a young age. Anyway, don't think people really know about that. That's
they do now.
PG.
All right, last question for Cheryl. It's a little bit of a tough one.
Uh-oh.
What is your biggest regret in life?
My heart just sank. It's not picking up the phone when my father passed away. The last call that he tried to call me and I literally saw him call me, but I was in the middle of something, and talking to my father was like, you know, hours and hours. And it was really hard for me to hang up and just say bye. And then he passed away the next day. Mm-hmm. So I regret that.
Thank you. Thank you for opening up, Cheryl.
Yeah.
Yes.
Of course.
Meanwhile, somebody's racing a Ferrari somewhere in the background. I know, right? I could hear that. Like, out nice.
Who's, was that your dog snoring earlier, by the way?
Could you guys hear that?
Yeah. It's so cute.
I thought it was your stomach, Renee.
I thought it was like, you use that on everyone, you know, AJ?
I'm like, eat, dude. Eat.
I could hear it, and I was like, God, I hope they can't hear it.
You have to eat. You got to fill out that freaking tank top.
Or so you could wear those, yeah, wear the tank next
that
week.
That would be my biggest regret right there.
Is wearing a tank top?
Yeah.
So it's Renee's turn. Are you ready, Renee?
Oh,
Renee.
Boy.
Yep.
Come on, Nene.
Okie dokie.
Let's start with, would you rather be in NSYNC or New Kids on the Block?
Oh.
Easy. That's too easy. Oh, wait. I can't say Backstreet Boys?
No, you can't.
Oh, NSYNC. Yeah.
Can men and women be just friends?
Oof, good one.
That is a good question. I've heard both sides of the coin. They say that when a guy and a girl are friends, one of them wants to be with the other one. But I disagree. I have friends that are girls. They're married, you know, and we're just friends. And I actually enjoy hearing the female side of things, you know. So I think it can be possible. But not if one of them has the motivation to go further, then I think that creates problems.
What is one thing in history you would like to change, as in history of the world?
Oh, that's a big question. I feel like we're on a pageant show.
Those answers never go well, though.
No, I know.
They never end well.
This will sound very, you know, altruistic, but I wish cancer had never happened. Do you know, I wish if that right there alone had never happened, it would have, you know, made the world so much better place. There's so many things, but that's the first one that came to mind. Because I saw a commercial today, kids with cancer, and I was just like, God, what a horrible thing. So,
how do you best help someone that is an alcoholic?
We have a thing that's says attraction rather than promotion. We carry the message. We don't carry the alcoholic. So for me, it's just if they're ready and want to get sober, is show them what I've done. And really, that's the easiest way to for someone to get sober. I wanted to get sober for a long time, but I was not willing to do the work. It wasn't until I asked someone to take me through the journey of recovery that I was able to get it. So you can't help someone that doesn't want it. That's the one thing, you know? So if they want it, is be there for them. And if they ask you to take them through the journey, the steps, is do it. And I've done that for a while, and it's also what keeps me sober, so it's not altruistic, you know.
Okay. What is one thing you want to change about your two co-hosts?
Don't forget, I'm going to see you in a couple days.
I'm going to cop out on this one and just say, I wish we could do this live and in person.
Yeah.
So I would change their Zoom faces into 3D into three.
We have a Zoom face.
You guys got. You have Zoom faces. You know what I mean?
Okay. Like, it's not real.
It's just one dimensional. I'd love it to be three dimensional. I'd love to be able to sit and have coffee before the podcast, shoot the breeze,
smell someone's perfume.
Yeah, perfume, cologne, all of that. So that's a cop out, right?
A little bit.
It's kind of like saying, I'm overqualified for this job.
Yeah.
You know, one thing you don't like about yourself.
Do you believe in God?
100%. Didn't always. Well, mm-hmm. No, I always believed there was something, but I was afraid of God. Because I was told at a very young age by my mom, who doesn't watch the podcast or listen, so I could say this. She always told me I was going straight to hell because I didn't make my first communion. And then sometimes she would call me Judas when I'd get in trouble, and I didn't know who Judas was. And then I found out Judas is the worst person ever in the history of the world. And so when I was asked to, when I was asked to, you know, seek help from this thing I can't see, I was too afraid to. But finally, out of desperation, I started seeking, and now I am all in with it. Like, it's okay if people don't believe in God. It's okay if people don't like that I believe in God. But I've seen my life without having God in my life, and I've seen it with God in my life, and I never want to go back to not having God in my life. So another easy one.
Who are you the most jealous of?
Me.
Yeah, my co-hosts.
My mic.
So jealousy is an interesting word, right? Like,
yeah.
I there's people I'm envious of, right? I look at, like, let's say Robert Downey Jr., right? He's a good-looking guy. He's a funny guy. He's a great actor.
Beautiful.
He's
home.
On top of the world. Some guys, you know, envy Leonardo DiCaprio, seems to be living this life on yachts and supermodels. But, jealous, I don't think I'm jealous of anybody right now. Even guys that could wear tank tops like AJ, you know, I'm not jealous of it. But he looks good in it. You know what I mean? So a little envious of certain people, like, wow, they just have it all, you know.
You don't think the distance between our drives anymore? I mean, that's gotta
okay.
Be a little, I mean, you come on,
what?
The distance between our drives.
You just reminded me. I'm a little jealous.
Wait,
of how
what?
Far. I'm a little jealous of how far AJ can hit his golf ball.
I'm like drive from your house to his house.
There was a time where we'd have to stop at his ball. Stop the cart at his ball, then drive a ways to get to my ball to hit next. Now it's the other way around. We drive, stop at mine, and then I tell him, wake me up when we get to your ball.
Yeah.
So I'm a little jealous of your long drives. Okay.
Okay, there you go.
All right, next one. Would you break the law to save a loved one?
100%.
Hell yeah.
That's easy. Now, obviously, that question could get very sort of complicated, right? Like, you know, the old, would you save your child or would you save the train with hundreds of people on it? Mm. It's your choice, right?
And
it's
answer like, that question.
Well, for me, it's my child. Like, it's, you know, it's like,
of course. Yes,
sorry,
of course.
Sorry, 100 people.
Yeah, no, totally.
But yeah, like, yeah, I would do anything for my child.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You know, I'd heard people say growing up, I would take a bullet for someone. Mm-hmm. And I've never truly meant that till I had a child. Like, it wouldn't even stop to think about giving my life for my child.
Agreed. I mean, I feel the same about my dog.
Yeah, no, for sure. But, you know, you don't have a child, so your dog is your child, you know. But I'd be willing to go to jail. I'd be willing to take on a disease over her getting a disease. Aww. Like, literally, there's nothing I wouldn't do for my child.
Yeah.
Nothing. Agreed. Yeah.
Okay, on that note, Renee, this is your last question. What is love?
Another, you know, question, you know, for me, love is an energy, mm-hmm. and it's a pure energy. It's a non-judgmental energy, and it's a positive energy. It's an energy of goodness that anybody can tap into, You know, I believe it exists. I can't prove to you scientifically that love exists. I could show you evidentiary sort of examples, but, you know, nobody can say, here's the flask, look inside it, there's love. You know, love is something we feel, you know, an experience. So, yeah, it's just a beautiful, pure energy of goodness.
Do you agree that love is blind?
You know, I believe sometimes people's sort of overriding kind of love helps them not see things. You know, it's kind of like the classic, right? Oh my God, it's so cute the way he chooses food. And then like smash cut 3 years later, it's like, shut your freaking mouth.
You chew with your mouth closed.
Yeah, exactly. So it could be, you know, I mean, it could definitely.
Maybe that's not love. Maybe it's lust.
Well, that's a good point right there. Lots of times people confuse lust for love, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but I think that it comes down to, I mean, love is unconditional too, right? There's no, when you truly love something, you take it all.
Totally. You it's also vulnerability, I think.
Yeah, yeah, totally. Vulnerable. So, yeah.
So deep, guys.
Nice. Well, that was
2 days worth of therapy.
I mean, yeah. I mean, that was, we should, I think it'd be fun if, like, you know, maybe every couple
year
of weeks we just do this. We just have like a little, you know, riffing purge with questions that we literally have no idea what's
coming. I have a question for you, Danielle.
You're in the hot seat. Ha ha.
Okay. Yeah. Now you'll know how it feels. Did you write these questions?
I did not.
What is love, Danielle?
The answer is Nelly.
Nelly. Good one, awesome. AJ. Good one.
It's amazing. One word answer.
Besides Nelly.
I think it's happiness. It's comfort. It's loyalty. It's trust. It's the ability to be yourself. And it's unconditional. It's
forgiveness.
Yeah.
It's everything. It's love is everything.
And not to start a whole new podcast, but I think we can all agree that self-love, it has to start there.
It's the most important love.
It is. Oh yeah. I mean, if you can't love yourself, you can't love another human being or anything that's breathing.
And you're right, truly, because I used to hear people say, you can't love someone till you love yourself. And I used to disagree. I'm like, I love people to death. Yeah. But the truth is, when I didn't believe I was lovable, I didn't believe them when they said, I love you. How could you love me? There's got to be something going on. So how can you be in a relationship with both feet in when you're convinced you're not lovable?
People are scared to be selfish. That's the thing. It's like, that's not, I mean, selfish is a good thing though. Why is it like frowned upon? You know, you have to be selfish in order to be selfless.
Yeah. I like that.
I'll tell you this. Animals, you know, pets are, that's unconditional
love.
It's will love you.
Forever.
No,
unlike a human will love you. They will love you on another level. You know, there was that old saying of, you know, you could put your significant other in the trunk of a car or put your dog in the trunk of a car, drive 3 miles and open the trunk. Which one is really happy to see you?
The dog.
Yeah. So
the one wagging its tail.
Significant
other is not real.
Well, you know,
I wonder, is it because pets, like animals, can't talk back? Do you think that's a lot of the reason why? Because like my husband is the same way. Like,
They are talking to you.
But they're not like talking back, like being aggressive or like bitchy.
No, but I mean, they talk with their eyes. They talk with their body language.
And it's, they're old and they're loyal.
And we understand it. We understand it, obviously, because there is that bond. There is that
communication. Well, their senses are so strong. Like my dog will know that I'm staring at her from a mile away. Yeah. She'll just be very aware
about
of it.
Think about if you're upset. Like,
they're best therapy dogs.
Like,
yeah.
That's, you know, that's such an, such
it's
a,
so true.
It's amazing feeling. Like if you're sitting there sobbing, your dog or cat will, you know, come over and sit with you.
The mood will change.
If you're
right
laughing and you're excited, they're jumping all over the place. You know what I mean?
I don't agree with cats. cats are bitches a little bit. Sorry, sorry for all the cat lovers. I don't know if I trust cats.
They can be dicks.
Like, they can turn on you.
Cats. No, but cats, you know what?
Here's the thing. I do believe they have feelings. They get sad. You know, Cooper and Bubbles, both when they've peed inside the house, they tell you their ears are way back, their eyes are open, and they're shaking. Yeah. So the difference to me between a dog and a human being is they do go through their feelings, but they don't hold resentment, right?
Yeah.
They could stay home all
day. And they
don't
judge.
And they stay home all day, and they're just so glad you're back.
And the easiest, you know what I mean? Is just to feed them, and they're so happy. They're grateful.
Yeah. And there's been times where Bubbles looks at me and I could tell he's thinking like, shut the hell up already. Just take me for a walk. Like,
totally.
I don't need to know why. Yep. I don't need to know what else is going on in your life. Just take me for a walk.
Yeah.
We should definitely do this little random questions again soon. This was fun.
Yeah.
So listen, you guys, this has been fun. I can't wait for us to do this again. And tune in next week on iHeartRadio for another episode of Pretty Messed Up. Who knows what's going to happen?
Follow Pretty Messed Up on iHeartRadio or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.